就我们大家一起来翻开圣经提摩太前书第六章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
新约圣经301页，提摩太前书六章第六节。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6.
第六节，然而敬虔加上知足的心，便是大利了。
But godliness with contentment is great gain.
这里说我们一个基督徒要过着敬畏神虔诚的生活。
Here tells us Christians we need to live a life of godliness.
在物质的生活方面我们要常常有一个知足的心。
And we need to have contentment with the material things we have.
因为主耶稣基督是我们最大的满足。
Because we know that Jesus Christ is our contentment.
主耶稣基督是我们最重要的拥有。
We know that Jesus Christ is our great, most important possession.
第七节，因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
Verse 7, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it.
这个第七节下半句话说，我们不能够带走什么。
The second part of verse 7 says, and we can take nothing out of it.
就是当我们在这个世界上，我们死了之后，我们不能够 带走世上的什么。
And that is to say, when we die, when we are about to depart from this world, we cannot take anything with us.
当所罗门王他在观察人生的时候，他看到这个事实，所以他说，这个事实也是一个虚空。
When King Solomon was making an observation of human life, and he realized this reality, andTherefore, he said that life is full of vanity.
那不能带走，那就是要留下来。
If we cannot take it with us, we have to leave it.
所以我们想想看，到底我们要留下什么。
And we have to think about what do we want to leave.
每一个脚步会留下一个脚印。
We know that with every steps,following every steps, there is a footprint.
我们可以留下很多的东西或者事情。
We can leave many things. We can leave many assignments.
今天早上要跟大家一起来思想的是，那我们留下怎样的脚踪，留下怎样的脚印。
And this morning, I'd like to study with you what type of footprints, what type of things.Should we leave in this world?
主耶稣彼得前书里头曾经说到说我们要跟随主耶稣的脚踪。
In 1 Peter, the Bible tells us that we should follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在这个世界上他留下了他的脚踪。
Lord Jesus left his footprints on this world.
这告诉我们一个事实，我们不能带走什么，但是我们可以留下我们的脚印。
So therefore, we're faced with this reality. Although we cannot take anything with us from this world, but we can leave our prints in this world.
这是一个值得我们去思考的一个重要的事实。
And this is something that we need to think about deeply.
我们走怎样的路，就会留下怎样的脚印。
Depending on the path we take, we will leave certain types of footprints.
圣经也告诉我们要根据我们的行为，我们所留下的脚印来审判我们。
And the Bible tells us that in the judgment day, God will judge us in accordance with the type of footprints, the type of path we have chosen to take in this world.
所以基本上来讲，我们是自由的，但是我们要谨慎我们的脚步。
So basically, we are free to do what we wish, but we do need to be careful with the steps we take.
一个敬畏神的人，他应该留下怎样的脚步？
Now, what type of footprints should a God-fearing person leave in this world?
请看箴言十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
箴言第十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16.
旧约圣经781页，箴言十六章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 9.
第九节，人心筹算自己的道路，唯有主指引他的脚步。
In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps.
啊，我们生活当中要有神来指引的脚步。
We need God to guide our footsteps.
神没有否定人的计划跟人的努力。
God does not come out and deny or fail to recognize our plans and our efforts.
啊，我们每一天都要很努力、很用心的来过神所赐给我们的每一天。
We know that every day is a gift from God, and we have to try our best to live life to our fullest for that day.
在好好的来用今天的当中，我们包括着要计划明天。
And part of our utilization of today is to plan for tomorrow.
但是我们的脚步是要有神来指引。
But we know that God must guide every one of our steps.
他的意思就是我们要将人生的主权来交给神。
And what does this mean? We need to turn over the authority over our lives over to God.
请看箴言二十章二十四节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24.
箴言二十章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24.
人的脚步为神所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？
A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way?
我们可以有很多的计划，但是我们知道主权在神。
We can have many plans, but we know that God has the final word on everything.
我们好好的做计划，然后我们将最后的决定来交给神。
We can make detailed plans, but in the end, we must leave the decision making to God.
所以就像雅各书里头所说的，主如果愿意的话，我就能够在神给我的自由里头，我来做这一个或者做那一个。
So just as in the book of James stated, if God willing, then I can do this and that within the realm of God.
我们的计划总是希望我们能够变得更好、更成功。
We always plan to become more successful or to improve our lives.
但是成长让我们成长的是神。
But we know that God is the catalyst of our growth.
所以将人生的主权来交给神。
And therefore we need to turn over the authority over our lives.To God.
那么这样我们的人生就是一种有神指引脚步的人生。
In that instance, our lives, our steps will be guided by God.
那什么叫做把主权来交给神？
And what do I mean when I say turning over the authority over our lives to God?
就是在我们做了计划之后，我们求问神。
After we make our plans, we would pray to God, to ask God.
我们让神来参与我们的计划。
We ask God to participate in the planning process.
我们让神来左右我们的脚步。
We let God to decide where to take our next step.
请看撒母耳记上二十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.Chapter 23.
撒母耳记上二十三章第一节。
First Samuel chapter 23 verse 1.
这是撒母耳他在躲避扫罗的的这个生的那一段时间。
And this was during a time when Samuel was trying to hide from Saul.
大卫在躲避扫罗。
This is during a time when David was fleeing from Saul.
所以每一天对大卫来讲都是很重要的，都是很紧张的。
And because he was running away, every day to David was very important, was full of a lot of tension.
因为每一天都跟他的生命有关系。
Because every day was a life and death situation for King David.
因为他生活在每一天都有生命的威胁的这种。
And because his life was under threat every single day,
哦，所以每一天他必须要想着，明天我往哪里去，明天我做什么。
David had to plan where he was going to be the next day or what he was going to do the next minute.
啊，他要很努力的来保护自己的生命的安全。
And he had to try very hard to protect the security of his life.
哦，但是他也知道他需要有神来指引他的脚步。
But he also knew he needed God to point him to the right steps.
哦，所以他每一天都为明天来计划。
So David planned every day for the next day.
啊，但是他求问神。
But he also asked God.
啊，因为他知道主权在神。
Because he knew God was the final word.
请看撒母耳记上二十三章第一节，旧约三百六十六页。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23 verse 1.
有人告诉大卫说，非利士人攻击基伊拉，抢夺禾场。
When David was told, look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah and are looting the threshing floors.
啊，大卫是将来要当王的。
We know that David was going to be the king of Israel.
哦，当王他必须要得到百姓的信任，百姓的拥戴。
In order to be king, he needed the support and the trust of his people.
哦，所以虽然现在他在逃难，但是他也必须要每一天来建立起百姓对他的喜爱。
Therefore, although David was on the run, at the same time, he had to take care of affairs and help his people in order to build up his reputation.
啊，这里说到敌人非利士人来抢夺这个基伊拉这个地方。
And here it says that the Philistines are fighting against Keilah.
啊，所以对大卫来讲，他应该去帮助这个地方，去拯救这个地方。
So supposedly, David should go to Keilah and fight the Philistines on behalf of his people.
哦，因为他将来要当王，他有那个责任来帮助百姓，来保护百姓。
Because his goal was to become the king of Israel, and one of his duties as the future ruler was to protect the people, to guard the people against their enemies.
哦，所以在他的计划里头，很自然的，这是一件必须有的计划。
So we know that preparing for battle naturally was a part of David's plan.
第二节
Verse 2.
所以大卫求问神说，我去攻打那些非利士人可不可以？神对他说，你可以去攻打非利士人，拯救基伊拉。
He inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and attack these Philistines? The Lord answered him, go attack the Philistines and save Keilah.
虽然这看起来是一定要去做的一个计划。
So although this was a plan that had to be executed.
啊，但是大卫他求问神。
But David still went to God to ask.
啊，所以大卫的人生是有神在带领他的脚步。
So we know that David's life was guided by God step by step.
啊，他将主权交给神。
He gave the authority over his life to God.
啊，所以他求问神。
So he asked God.
那这种有神带领的脚步啊，常常就会让我们走在平安的道路上。
And we know that when God is guiding our footsteps, we will have peace.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
新约圣经七十七页，路加福音一章七十八节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
因为我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
啊，这里讲到神的爱，神的怜悯是要普及所有的人。
Here says God's love and mercy shall come upon everyone.
七十九节要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
79, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
有神引领的脚步，就会走在平安的道路上。
When God is guiding our footsteps, we shall have peace in our lives.
神会用各种不同的管道来引领我们走平安的道路。
God will use different ways and methods to guide us to the path of peace.
只要我们存心的是将我们的主权，人生的主权来交给神。
As long as we come before Him with a pure heart and turn over our lives to Him.
我们应当留下怎样的脚踪？
What types of footprints should we leave behind?
请看诗篇44篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 44. Psalms chapter 44, verse 18.
十八节，我的心没有退后，我的脚也没有偏离你的路。
Our hearts had not turned back, our feet had not strayed from your path.
神给我们的道路就是最好的道路，就是这个正确的道路。
We know that the path God has pointed us to must be the best path, the best course of action to take.
所以我们不要偏离了神的路。
And therefore, we must not stray from God's path.
我们所留下的脚踪才会是美好的脚踪。
So that we can leave positive footprints for our children.
那什么是神要我们走的道路？
And what exactly is this path God wants us to take?
那是有公义正直的道路。
This is a path of righteousness.
就像神他不偏待人。
Just as God does not treat us unfairly.
在我们的生活当中，我们对东西或者人会有喜欢或者不喜欢。
For example, when we treat other people or things, we have our preferences or our discrimination, our prejudices.
但是一个基督徒我们要求神帮助我们。
But as a Christian, when we come before God to ask Him for help,
我们不能够只用我们第一个印象或者我们直接的感觉来对待人或者事情。
And we cannot use our first impression or our feelings or our impression or opinions of things and people to pray to God.
那这样子，如果是这样子，我们常常会在无意当中，我们偏待的事情或偏待的人。
Because if we did that, we know that we have our prejudices and our weaknesses, and we will treat others unfairly.
神是爱世界上的每一个人。
God loves everyone in this world.
每一个罪人都是神要拯救的对象。
God wants to save every sinner.
所以同样的，我们既然走在神的道路上面，我们就要努力的不去偏待人。
And since we are on God's path, we must try our best not to prejudice other people.
所以我们要多去了解事情，了解人。
Therefore, we should do our best to learn about other people so that we can treat them fairly.
那再来，神的道路就是真理的道路。
In addition, God's path is the path of the truth.
在我们的生活当中，我们所说所做的不要违背真理。
In whatever we say during our daily lives, we should not say things that are contradictory to God's words.
那这跟我们的动机有直接的关系。
And we know that this is related to our motivation.
我们常常只会去看，很在意外在的，我们很少去深深的反省我们里头的那个动机。
And oftentimes we pay attention only to the outward appearance or something very superficial. We do not go behind the scenes to examine our motivation.
因为这个社会就是这样的一个现象。
Because we live in a very artificial world.
这个社会所看到的，所要看到的， 是常常只是那一个人能够看得到摸得到的那一个结果。
Because all we can see when we are in this world are the results or appearances that the man is capable of seeing.
所以常常看起来很成功的事情的背后，其实它是不合真理的。
And therefore, for example, sometimes we see a huge success story, but oftentimes this story is not consistent with the teachings of the Bible.
连在教会里头这种所谓的圣功，如果我们稍微不留意的话，也会落入这样的陷阱里头。
Even the holy work in our church, if we're not careful, will fall into this category.
人我们会用不对的动机要来做对的事情。
We might do something right with the wrong motive.
我们请参考腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians.
腓立比书三章十八节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 18.
新约圣经280页，腓立比书三章十八节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 18.
保罗说：“因为有许多人行事是基督十架的仇敌，我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。”
For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears.Many live as enemies of the cross of Christ.
在这里保罗用很强烈的这种态度来讲，他说我是流泪的来告诉你们。
And here Paul said these words with a very strong emotions. He specifically said, I say with tears.
他说有许多的人他们所做的事情其实是基督十字架的仇敌。
And he says that many live as enemies of the cross.
外在上来看是在做神的工作，那其实呢，已经是阻碍了这个神的工作。
Perhaps on the outside, these people are doing God's work, but in reality, what they are doing is to createobstacles for God's work.
那这样子所留下来的脚踪就不是美好的。
And we know that such steps are not in accordance with the Bible.
所以我们要常常问自己，我所要做的合不合乎真理的原则。
And therefore, we must constantly ask ourselves, what we do, is it all the things that we do, is it in accordance with the Bible?
就是在我们社会上，我们的事业我们在公司里头的做事情也是要这样子，不要违背真理的原则。
And in everything we do in our company, at our house, in our interactions in society with other people, we need to do everything consistently with the word of God.
因为我们知道每一个脚步都会留下脚印的。
Because we know that with every step, there will be a footprint.
我们的脚步不能够偏离了正路。
We should not go astray from the right path.
因为我们是光明的子女。
Because we are children of light.
请看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章十四节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 14.
十四节，所以凡所行的事都不要发怨言，起争论。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
什么是真理的原则？
What are the principles of the truth?
我们所要做的，我们所要说的，不会惹起怨言或者引起争论。
Whatever we do, whatever we say, all the things will not cause complaints or arguments.
如果我们所说所做的是根据真理的原则。
Because if whatever we say and do are in accordance with the Bible,
大家都会说阿们的。
Then everyone can say Amen.
如果会有这些埋怨或者争论，那我们就要留意一下，我们是不是走在真理上面。
But if our words or actions causes arguments and complaints, then we need to examine ourselves and ask ourselves whether or not we live in accordance with the Bible.
这也包括着我们的家庭生活。
And this also includes our family life.
因为我们也希望我们的家庭是建立在圣经的这个真理上面。
Because we also hope that our families will be built upon the Word of God.
那十五节说，我们在这个世代当中要好像明光照耀。
Verse 15 says, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
所以光明的子女就应该走在光明的道路上面。
So therefore, since we're children of light, we must walk under God's light.
如果我们所做的事情需要遮盖掩盖，那我们就要留意了。
If whatever we do needs to be covered up, needs to be hidden, then we need to take great care.
因为这样子所留下来的脚印可能是不得神喜悦的脚印。
Because those steps that are left behind those kind of actions are probably not looked upon favorably by God.
所以我们的脚步不要偏离正道。
Therefore, let not our steps go astray from the Word of God.
那神的道路也是圣洁的道路。
We know that God's path is a holy path.
圣洁的神，他对我们的要求一定不会低于这个圣洁的标准。
We know that our God, who is full of holiness, will demand from us to live up to His standard of holiness.
所以我们在生活当中金钱上面我们要是清洁的干净的。
Therefore, in our management of our money, we need to be clean, we need to be without blame.
在男女之间的关系上面我们也是一样是要清洁的要圣洁的。
And in terms of our relationship with the opposite sex, likewise, we need to be clean, we need to live without blame.
那在信仰生活上面我们也是要是纯洁的。
In our faith, in our belief, we need to remain pure.
因为我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a saintly God.
我们再请看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 119.
诗篇119篇51节
Psalm 119
旧约圣经748页诗篇119篇51节
Verse 51 Psalm 119 verse 51
51节骄傲的人甚辱骂我我却未曾偏离你的律法
The arrogant mock me without restraintBut I do not turn from your law.
我们是努力的要走在正路上面。
We strive hard to remain on the right path.
但是会有阻挡。
But we know that we will face enemies.
有时候人激励我这个激动我们要让我们偏离正路。
And sometimes people will try to anger us and try to lead us astray from our right path.
那我们要去胜过。
We need to overcome that.
再请看101节。
Let's turn to Psalm 119, 110.
101.
Excuse me, 101.
我禁止我脚走一切的邪路，为要遵守你的话。
I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word.
我们的良心会告诉我们什么是不对的道路。
Our conscience will tell us what is right and wrong.
圣经的道理会告诉我们什么是对的道路，什么是不对的道路。
The word from the Bible tells us what is right and wrong.
圣灵的感动会让我们知道什么是对的道路，什么是不对的道路。
The Holy Spirit will tell us what is right and what is wrong.
那我们要立志禁止自己去走邪恶的道路。
And we need to make a determination to refrain from following the path of the evil one.
因为每一个脚步一定会留下脚印。
Because we know that with every step, we will leave a footprint.
我们要告诉自己，我要留下什么脚印，将来让主耶稣来审判。
And we need to ask ourselves what type of steps we want to leave, what type of footprints we want to leave behind, before we face Jesus on Judgment Day.
再请看157节。
Let's turn to verse 157.
157节，逼迫我的、抵挡我的很多，我却没有偏离你的法度。
Many are the foes who persecute me, but I have not turned from your statutes.
要走在正路上面，真的是会有，是会有挑战，会有阻挡的。
So in order for us to walk on the right path,We know that we will face many enemies.
在这里作诗的人甚至说抵挡我的很多。
Here says, many are the foes who persecute me.
我们常常说我们是生活在这个充满着试探的一个环境里头。
And we often say that we live in an environment full of temptations.
所以今天我们也是遇到很多的这个阻挡也是很多。
And likewise, today we are faced with many foes who persecute us.
那所以我们要努力的要站稳，继续走在对的道路上面。
And therefore, we have to try hard to remain steadfast, so we can continue moving forward.
我们不能够带走财物，但是我们要留下美好的脚印。
Although we cannot take away our wealth.But we can leave behind our beautiful footprints.
所以受一些苦，这是难免的。
We know that we are going to suffer.
但是圣经的例子也告诉我们，义人的脚步是被神所看重，神所立定的。
But the Bible also tells us that God recognizes the footsteps.Of the righteous ones.
在生活当中，我们常常努力的要得到别人的肯定。
In our daily lives, we often try hard to win the recognition of other people.
但是不要忘了，最重要的是得到神的肯定。
But let us not forget that the most important thing should be winning the recognition from God.
要紧的是我们的脚步得到神的肯定。
Especially for God to recognize that we have taken the right steps in according to His will.
请看诗篇三十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇二十三节。
Psalm 37, verse 23.
二十三节，义人的脚步被神立定，他的道路神也喜爱。
If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm.
在中文的圣经里头提到说，义人的脚步。
And in the Chinese version of the Bible, the man is referred to as a righteous person.
今天我们领受了主耶稣基督的救恩。
Today we have received the salvation from Jesus Christ.
神就称我们为义。
Because of that, we are called righteous.
所以我们的道路是被是要是可以被这里说是被神来立定的。
And therefore, we know that God has selected our path for us.
所以使徒约翰也说到说。一个领受救恩的人，他要行义。
And therefore, Apostle John once said, "Those who have received God's salvation shall do righteousness."
所以我们看到这些圣经里头这些被拣选的人，他们真的是走这个义人的道路。
And therefore, when we look at the biblical characters who have been selected by God, we see that they do walk a path of righteousness.
所以他们的脚步都是被神所肯定的。
And we know that all of their steps have been recognized by God.
就是有神的同在。
Meaning that God was with them every step of their journey.
他们的生活当中有神的帮助，有神的保守。
We know that they had God protecting and helping them every step of the way.
所以创世纪三十九章提到被卖到埃及的约瑟，有神跟他同在。
In Genesis chapter 39, it said that Joseph, who was sold into slavery in Egypt, had God with him.
他是旧约的显明。
And he was a character from the Old Testament.
那他走在对的道路上面。
And he walked the path of righteousness.
所以他的脚步，他的生活就被神肯定。
And therefore his footsteps, his way of living, was looked upon favorably by God.
所以虽然在一个陌生的地方，一个不太好的环境里头，神跟他同在。
And despite the fact that he was kidnapped, sold to a strange land, in a difficult situation, as a slave, but God was with him.
所以在不好的环境里头，他仍然能够成为一个成功的人。
So despite all the challenges Joseph faced, he was still able to become a successful person.
但以理书里头，但以理跟他三个朋友也都是旧约神的百姓。
In the book of Daniel, we know that Daniel and his three friends, they were also God's people.
那他们也是走在这个对的道路上面。
And they also walked on God's path.
虽然遇到生命的威胁。
And although their lives were threatened,
但是他们站得稳，继续坚持做对的事情。
But they remained steadfast and continued onward on the path that God wanted them to take.
他们所留下来的脚步，不但将来蒙神的纪念，当时候就已经蒙神的纪念。
And so that their footsteps, we know that not only is it recorded in the Bible for generations to remember, we know that God also blessed them tremendously at the time when they took these correct steps.
所以我们的信仰不是只是关乎将来，它也很具体、很实在的关乎现在。
So we believe in God not only for our future, but we believe in God because of how we act now.
一个义人的脚步，现在就蒙神的纪念。
The steps, the acts of a righteous person, their steps and their actions now will be recognized by God.
我们再请看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章十五节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 15.
新约圣经221页，罗马书十章十五节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 15.
若没有奉差遣的，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
我们也要留下这个报福音、传喜信的这一种脚踪。
We also need to leave a footprint of spreading the good news.
这在人、在神来看都是美丽的脚踪。
Because to man, to God, this is a beautiful step to take.
所以我们的脚步啊，跟神的教训有关系。
Therefore, our steps, our actions must be related to the teachings of God.
请看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇105节。
Psalms 119,
105节。
105.
你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
133节。
133.
求你用你的话使我的脚步稳当，不许什么罪孽辖制我。
Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me.
我们要留下美好的脚印。
We want to leave beautiful footsteps.
那我们就要看重神的教训，神的话。
We need to value God's word, God's teachings.
我们的脚步跟神的圣殿有关系。
Our footsteps are related to the temple of God.
请看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 73.
诗篇七十三篇第二节。
Psalms 73 verse 2.
至于我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold.
这个作者说他的脚步啊几乎偏离了这个正道。
Here the psalm writer says that his feet had almost slipped.
16节 我思索怎能明白这事，眼看时系为难。
When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me.
有时候那个力量很强，要阻挡我们，把我们拉向，拉离开这个正路。
Sometimes the forces that are pulling us away from the straight path is quite strong.
尤其跟思想有关系的这种力量是很强的。
Especially the forces that comes from our mind.
那个看不见，但是它存在，而且力量很大。
Although this force is invisible, it does exist and is quite powerful.
这就是为什么第二节这个作诗的人说他的脚步几乎要离开正路。
And there, that is why the psalm writer said in verse 2, it says that I almost slipped, I nearly lost my foothold.17.
等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局。
Till I enter the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny.
这个最后这个作者呢，在这种很危急的当中能够脱险，因为他进入了神的圣所。
And this psalm writer was able to escape danger at the last minute.Because he was able to enter into the sanctuary of God.
这就指着今天我们弟兄姐妹的团契。
And this refers to today's fellowship between our brothers and sisters.
在我们的团契当中，我们一起来敬拜神。
In our fellowship, we worship God together.
那会帮助我们的脚步走在对的道路上面。
And this fellowship helps us to take the right footsteps.In our daily lives.
所以我们要努力的不离开教会。
Therefore, we have to try hard not to leave church.
那这样我们一定能够来留下美好的脚印。
So that we can leave beautiful prints.
我们是丰丰富富的来走入神为我们预备的天国。
We want to enter into the kingdom of heaven with God's abundance in our lives.
所以看起来是不能够带走什么。
Therefore, although it appears that we cannot take anything from this world,
但是如果我们能够留下美好的脚印，
but if we're able to leave beautiful footprints,
其实我们是可以带走什么的。
Actually, we can take something with us.
请看启示录十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelations, chapter 14.
启示录十四章十三节。
Revelations chapter 14, verse 13.
13节，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们习了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着他们。
Then I heard a voice from heaven say, Right blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, said the Spirit.They will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
这里说他们工作的果效要随着他们。
And here says, the fruits of their labor will follow them.
如果能够留下美好的脚印。
If they're able to leave beautiful footprints.
在神来看，这就是工作的果效。
To God, these are the fruits of their labor.
这个我们可以带着走。
These we can take with us.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing him.
68首
68. Please be seated.
啊，当我们结束了在这个世界的年日，我们会留下我们的脚印。
When we are about to leave this world, when our number of days are up, we will leave footprints behind.
啊，我们是一个义人，所以我们要留下美好的脚印。
Since we are righteous before God, we need to leave beautiful footprints.
啊，所以我们求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在社会上能够留下美好的脚印。
And therefore we pray to Jesus Christ so he will help us leave beautiful prints in society.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在家庭里头留下美好的脚印。
We ask Jesus to help us so we will leave beautiful prints in our family.
求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们在教会里头留下美好的脚印。
We ask Jesus to help us so we will leave beautiful prints in our church.
将来一定有工作的果效随着我们。
So that in the future, the fruits of our labor will follow us.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Let us make a concluding prayer.
要接受按手帮助祷告的，请到前面来。
And those who wishes to have the pastor lay hands on them, please come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray. 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。